This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Hearing Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with the founder and CEO of Audicus, Patrick Froehler. Patrick started Audicus 2 years ago and has since saved people over $10 million on hearing aids. Patrick is here today to tell us more about the hearing aid industry and why hearing aids are really so expensive. Patrick, a joy to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome. So is hearing loss very common?
No, absolutely. Hearing loss is a demographic problem and has mostly to do with aging, the natural wear and tear of your ear. So by and large, here in the U.S., it affects about 40 million Americans. So, you know, chances are that anyone above the age of 50 or 55, there's about one-third chance that person is affected by some degree of hearing. It's very, very common.
And why are hearing aids so expensive?
So, you know, it's actually quite striking. The average cost of one hearing aid in the U.S. can go anywhere from $2,000 all the way up to $4,000 per ear. So oftentimes you would have to double that price if you have 2 ears. So, you know, what's striking about this number is that the cost to produce a hearing aid is closer to, say, $200. So, you know, there's a very big markup that happens between, the point where it gets produced and the point it gets sold. Most of these markups are due to manufacturers putting on margins, but especially, and during the retail process. The retail process is particularly intransparent, consisting of an audiologist doing a hearing test and providing the services as well as providing the after-sale support. And all of these services tend to get bundled into the final price of the hearing aid, which, oftentimes creates a fair degree of intransparency when it comes to paying for the hearing aid. So, it is largely due to, in summary, largely due to markups in the retail channel. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, we feel that the industry just needs to provide more transparency on what people are really paying for when they go to get a hearing aid at the audiologist.
Really interesting. And how about telling us about Audicus? Can people really buy hearing aids online?
Right. So, you know, Audicus addresses exactly this issue. We're a technology company that offers award-winning hearing aids online at a fraction of the cost. And the way we do it is really giving you, a far more direct experience. So all you have to do is, you know, get a hearing test at an ENT or audiology clinic or at a hospital. Then come to Audicus, send us your hearing test results, and we'll point you in the right direction, as to which hearing aid could address your type of hearing loss. And we'll then simply send you a customized hearing aid in the mail within a matter of days. So since it's a far, more direct and seamless and efficient experience, we can ultimately, cut out a lot of these markups that you would see in the traditional channel and pass on these savings directly on to you. So, for instance, a hearing aid that was traditionally $3,000 in the audiology office, you could get it on Audicus for closer to, say, $600 to $700. So it's a dramatic degree of savings that you can get from, just dealing with a more direct and a more transparent model like ours.
Certainly is good to know this resource. Today we are with Patrick Froehler, the CEO of Audicus, saving people over millions of dollars on hearing aids over a two-year period here on eHealth Radio's Hearing Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Patrick, people don't realize that they are losing their hearing. What are the signs or symptoms of hearing loss?
So, most people, realize that they are facing some form of hearing loss in a social context. So whenever they're with their spouses or, family or friends, And just start realizing that they can't communicate as effectively during conversations. You know, that's one very clear, you know, symptom. The other moments could be, for instance, when you're watching TV and you always keep the volume of your TV set at the high level. Or, you know, just simply during day-to-day experiences. So, you know, a lot of outdoor sounds, you know, are becoming, you know, harder and harder to perceive. But, you know, by and large, it's really, you know, people in your social context, you know, telling you that it is harder and harder for you to be involved in a conversation. Problem with hearing loss is that it's a fairly isolating condition. That can lead to, you know, a whole barrage of other ailments such as depression and dementia. So, you know, the earlier you can do something about it and remain engaged, the better.
Most hearing loss is age-related, as you had mentioned earlier. What can be done to remedy the loss?
So, you know, I think the best way to address it is really through prevention. You know, it is oftentimes the result of, you know, having had a life with, you know, a fair amount of noise exposure either at the workplace or, you know, through lifestyle choices. So, you know, prevention is the best medicine, as we say, and, you know, you just have to be very careful throughout your life that, you know, you don't expose yourself to too much noise. Then there's a whole bunch of other things you can do. You can watch your diet, and you know you can really take proactive steps earlier on to remain engaged. So you know this really means you know actually seeing a doctor earlier on in the process as opposed to just waiting until it's too late.
Certainly has been good to have gotten in touch with you and to find out more about what Audicus is doing, especially with hearing loss, saving folks millions of dollars. Where can our listeners get more information on Audicus or to be in touch with you online?
Absolutely. You can learn more about us and hearing aids on audicus.com. That's audicus.com. And we have very, very talented and friendly staff here that can help you find out more about, you know, hearing loss, hearing aids, and, you know, the overall process that we work on.
Patrick, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
Absolutely. I think we're kind of getting to a point in time where people just deserve more transparency when it comes to making decisions about their, you know, about their hearing needs and generally about healthcare. And I think the internet has really enabled a lot of this empowerment. People can really find out a lot of information about how to treat conditions or think about conditions online. And I think we're part of this growing trend of allowing people to be more empowered about making these healthcare decisions. So. I think it's a very interesting time where technology is really helping people lead healthier lives and, you know, take control of these lives. So we're very happy to be part of this trend.
We certainly are glad that you're a part of it as well. It's audicus.com. Patrick, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Welcome. We've been speaking with Patrick Froehler, the CEO of Audicus, saving people over millions of dollars on hearing aids. And once again, the website of reference is audicus.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Hearing Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.